This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Jay Levin on the line, and he's president of Equip Our Kids, which is a nonprofit. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Happy to be here.
All right, Jay, so just to kind of start unpacking this one, where did you get the idea for Equip Our Kids?
So my background is as a journalist. I'm the founder of the LA Weekly newspaper, and I've run six media companies. And as a young reporter in New York, I was interested in things that made positive change in the world. And I wrote a series about modern therapy techniques being used in drug treatment. I spent 6 months in research and sitting in sessions with people who had addiction problems, and I saw real change. And so what it meant to me was that, and it became a confirmed conviction through life that really human beings are not well trained for life. We're not. We're maltrained, actually, to how to be in life in a healthy way, so that we don't go into reactive states, blame on ourselves, judge others, etc. We just pass this from generation to generation, eons. I have a little bit of lecture on this, explain that everybody can identify with. So we're set up for a lot of pain. And I saw, and what I got out of that was a very simple idea, but a very truthful one, which is almost all life pain we create inside ourselves and with others, and the way is a lack of skills and not a lack of character. It's a big idea, but a really simple one to grasp. So over the years, it's one of the themes of my journalism. In fact, when I started The Weekly, we covered the human development movement as one of our themes, people who were doing this, sometimes called the self-help movement, but it's really much deeper than that. It's a way of re-energizing, reorganizing your relationship to life.
Yeah.
It requires a set of skills to manage your own feelings, to be empathetic, to come out of self-blame, blaming others, and learn really good skills to relate to other human beings. Almost all divorces happen because people are just not skilled to how to be in relationship with each other. Partnerships break up, fights happen around the world, and ultimately it escalates to where you get Gazas and Ukraines and people who think I gotta be one up on you, one down on you, etc. It's historic and it's not healthy. And the idea that there's nuclear weapons pointed at us is the ultimate outcome of a way of being and thinking in the world. So Equip Our Kids comes out of the idea that a friend of mine told me about, because I've always followed developments in human development about these same kind of practices brought to down for many years but unknown to the public, brought down to teach kids in school. So I went to a school in Chatsworth, and I was blown away by the kids' quality of being able to be with each other, how they solve conflicts. I've done a lot of journalism. I've won a lot of awards. Seen a lot of the dark side of life, seen some major crazy people in government, including in the White House. And I thought, these kids, by the time they're 12, if they're 10 now, I put them in the White House because they handle information so incredibly well.
Wow.
And they solve their emotional problems in ways that all human beings should be trained. So it's much easier to train a kid who's not like inoculated totally in am I one up, one down? Am I a good guy, bad guy? Am I, who's functioning from a higher part of their brain rather than that chattering part that says, how am I doing right now? What's happening here? What's happening?
Yeah.
Right, which we all know. So so I looked into the movement, and it was very it was only a conversation moving slowly into schools, maybe 5% of schools for some years out of academics and child psychologists and child development, but it was very effective. So I thought I was bored running another media company, so I switched over and I started Equip Our Kids as a kind of nonprofit, pro bono advertising, marketing, media company with the mission of providing this wonderful social, what's called the social emotional learning movement, a public face, so that they had support from parents. So we've had a significant role in driving parent awareness from 5% to about 75% by the latest independent polls. And it's moving across the country, but there's struggles with it. But we're basically salespeople for the idea that the human species would do better to raise its emotional intelligence and skills to deal with your inner life and your relationship life. And when you get it to these kids, you create these happy schools, grades soar, violence goes away, et cetera. I could tell you story after story about transformations of schools. So that's what we do. And the hope is that we can get the entire public behind this. We're making progress, and people understand that we're not bad people, we're just maltrained people.
Yeah.
Very important concept in life. We are badly trained. We are not given the skills we need to manage the dramas we make in our lives for ourselves and for each other.
And so since you've been on this project, especially with the vantage point of having run media, so you see what happens behind the scenes in media, obviously you're in the business for a very long time. So what are some, and now on this project, I mean, we're always learning. So, I mean, I'm sure as you've gotten further and further in this project, in particular, like you've gone deeper in your level of learning on this. So what are some of the best ways that you found we can start to, move the needle in creating a generation that's going to transform human life? Like, what are some of the things that you found?
Well, the first thing is people have to take ownership of the fact that they are living in a world where everybody is not as skilled as they might want to see them. And if you're a parent and you want to see your kid really thrive in life and not go into the mental health crisis that kids are experiencing, the digital addiction crisis, the high suicide crisis, et cetera, there's a reason that the context of what they're learning. So our push for parents is make sure you get this in your schools. Go talk to your schools. Organize your parent groups. Get 20 parents together and go say, we want this and we want it done right. And start being open to doing it in your schools at home. Learn yourself what's more effective ways. Parents are under incredible stress at any rate. So whatever they can learn to be at home, we're launching a streaming service for parents at this point. That's our this year's major goal. So getting out a lot of more. If we've created a parenting curated, a parent help kit on our website equiparkids.org. When COVID happened and the attention switched, the child switched to the house for people to be able to learn some of the techniques. But now we really want to up the game, because the more it gets into schools, the more the kids see a hole. I go to school and I'm treated this way, I'll talk to this way. I got this great way to, I'm learning how to do this. I go home and it's different. And so most of the principals who have schools who do this are very strong on having parents adopt the same kind of ways of practices at home.
And so a lot of this in our societies and others, but obviously we're talking about this, like some of this stuff's generational, like the knowledge is passed down, whether it's in, you know, some of our inner cities or otherwise suburbs too. I shouldn't just say inner cities, but some of this stuff's generational. Is it, what have you found that it's, is it possible to get people out of this, whether you want to call it a cycle, a trap, or, you know?
Yeah. For adults, a good start is to go see if you can find a good, nonviolent communication training in Los Angeles, there's several. But learn the different way of relating to situations that come up rather than the habitual ways that don't tend to not to work and to accelerate conflict rather than accelerate a sense of mutuality and mutual caring and understanding. So it's work, but, you know, I took a master's degree program. It's what's called spiritual psychology, but it really delves into the nature, among the things it delves into is the nature of how generation to generation we pass on these attitudes, these memes, these ways of behaving. You know, we come in with all these mirror neurons. So if the parents are behaving a certain way, we tend to serve, or we go into rebellion against that. But either way, it's implanted in us. And if we're not trained to deal with those situations, we go into coping mechanisms as kids. We fight, or we run away, or we avoid conflict, or we try to manipulate and start lying very early on, or we become little control freaks, and then become big control freaks. You know, the human psychology and the ways of being in the world past generation to generation are extraordinarily powerful, and we absolutely, species are not going to survive if we don't break the mold and we retrain ourselves with healthier ways to deal with the feelings we have inside ourselves, particularly the ones that get us to act out and the way we deal with each other. And there's a lot of progress in the world. There's a lot of progress in the country. But the major thing is it's much easier to do it with kids. There's a certain, and because their neural nets have not been so pounded with, you know, watching bad guy, good guy, everything. You know, there's always good guys, bad guys in all our
drama.
Right. So when you get the kids, there's a survey they do with kids who had had like 3 months of training in this. They do. They were four-year-olds. They had 3 months of training. They had the same groups of kids, and they had an A, B group. And the A group got the training. The B group didn't, and they tracked them for 25 years. And their outcomes were, you know, just beautiful, which is the people who had the training had happy lives, were doing well financially, felt good about themselves, had healthy relationships. The other group was, as usual, a large percentage, like the 20% of Americans who were on meds, high rates of drug, alcohol or drug abuse, poorer economic situations. It's really important to get the idea we can train ourselves better for this life, and the training is out there. And for us, with Equip Our Kids, we're starting with the kids because, you know, it's a whole other world to deal with the generation. So, you know, and there's not enough therapy or training for adults at this point.
Now, as a media guy and being in that business in the past, like, where does to permeate, you know, the masses in terms of common knowledge, to get it to bite, to get people to hold on to it and to affect change takes time. I'm curious, how do you see you mentioned a streaming service, like how do you see content creation? Like what's that role of content creation in this movement?
Well, I mean, there's two levels of content creation. One is like, okay, here's how to do this differently, right?
Yeah.
Here's how to talk to your kid differently. Here's how to deal with this. The other level of it is more public entertainment media, something that's sneaking up on us. There's some really good stuff out there, you know. Sometimes some of it came out of Disney's shop. Making media that I'm not in that business. I'm not in the entertainment business. Making media that actually implicates or enforces this way of being in the world, showing people things being solved rather than we're addicted to the drama of violence and winners and losers. So that's a creative challenge.
It almost seems like there's a gamification component to that too, right? Like, because you're engaging kids, so there has to be some type of gamification to it to keep their attention. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more clever you can be with the gamification, the better. You just want to open people to possibilities and show them, you know, there's other ways that we can go in this world.
You mentioned stories of transformation or like things as you've been, I mean, because a lot of people have been part of this. I mean, you reach a lot of people. Talk to me a little bit about the kids and what you've seen.
Well, aside from the kids of the many schools I've seen, there's a school in South Central that was chosen because it was one of the worst schools in the state. Lots of drugs, lots of kids, lots of violence. They had 263 serious discipline incidents, sent a bunch of kids had to go off to juvie, et cetera.
Wow.
1 year. Then they pumped.
Oh, that was in 1 year, you said?
Yeah, 1 year.
Wow. So that's cranking on one a day minimum, using school days.
There's a school right near me where it's happening right now. And up in Hawthorne. So there's a lot of issues around how do you heal this? So they decided they were gonna like overload this school with this as a state project. It was one of the schools because they were testing SEL. This goes back a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So 2.5-3 years into it, they were down to 19 incidents. They were performing at the top level of schools in the area academically. The gangs were gone. The drugs were gone. Kids were loving each other up and supporting each other. It was we have some of this, some of the video of this on our website. Mm-hmm. So the transformation is possible. The question is, how do you get the? It's not an easy thing. You've got to retrain a lot of people, including the teachers, in the way of
teaching
students. This is a serious business to retrain humanity out of what we pass along from generation to generation. But it's a compelling case, and it's growing, and, you know, it fits and starts. Here in California, one of the things we did was in any movement, you not only need public awareness, but you also need boots on the ground.
Yeah.
So we followed a model in Massachusetts, and we had them mentor us, and we created the California Social Emotional Learning Alliance. I ran it for a couple of years, and then we got this brilliant woman, Amy Cranston, who's an expert in AI, and actually the sister of Bryan Cranston, the actor. And she's got it. We're approaching 5,000 members who are really making a difference in the state, raising the state budget significantly, getting this into more schools. So there's hope in California, but it's work. You've got to retraining humanity to be healthy and with itself means that you got to pay real good attention to it and make sure you're tracking what works and what doesn't work, and you're training everybody that's got to be trained. But it's happening little bit of piece by piece. It's happening.
I feel like that's going to be one of the challenges just in general is that we know the existing, when I say hierarchy, I just mean the adults, the people that are, if they don't buy into it, it's kind of hard to, cause you have to retrain them. So I guess part of that also is getting the future teachers like earlier in the pipeline. So that when they come out there, you know what I mean? They're a little bit more pliant. And if that's what they know, right? Like that'd be the ultimate goal.
Absolutely right. I mean, the movement is now a movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got a lot of good organizations in it. We're in collaboration with it. one of the primary demands of the movement is every education college has to train, has to certify that the teachers now coming out of education schools,
that's
universities,
beautiful,
are trained in social emotional learning and responsive classroom and the practices that.
I'm a pretty hopeful guy normally, Jay, but this just adds more hope. Like, it's amazing.
I got into this, I thought, after years of being in social movement, and I started four other nonprofits, I thought, this is the best thing I've ever come across, the most hopeful thing, because I understand you really, I've also done life coaching part-time just for most of the gig, just as mostly for the fun of it, so I've helped people by teaching them different techniques to help people change as well. I don't do that anymore. I'm too busy with this. But, it is the most hopeful thing. If you can retrain the human beings, the world is in effect. The cause of how we're either well-trained in it or mal-trained. And obviously, we can see right now in the news huge, huge, huge amounts of total maltraining and negative mindsets. And rather than when kids are in this mindset, they look at each other and say, what creative thing we can do together, not how I got to prove myself to you and show myself off.
Ego's not quite as big yet inherently. It hasn't grown yet. It's still small, right? hopefully.
Yeah. The false idealized self, which is what psychologists call it, the other self, the ego self, is not so controlling of our thoughts and our minds are quiet. We're not thinking every moment that how did I mess up, or that one I can't stand this one, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, this has been great. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and like I said, this brings me a lot of hope. I'm normally pretty hopeful, but this is great. If somebody's listening to this, whether they're, there's different stakeholders in this deal, right? There's the schools, there's the kids, there's parents, there's people that want to get involved. Like how do people connect with the team and learn more about Equip Our Kids?
Okay, so our website is Equip, EQUIP, our kids.org. You can go there. There's stuff for parents. There's stuff for students. There's stuff for businesses. We really want the business community got heavily behind STEM. In over a 10-year period, they spent $1.2 billion promoting, science, technology, engineering, math, education. This is much more important than STEM. In fact, as kids coming back from COVID can't learn math and stuff because their brains are so messed up from the restrictions. So they need us. They need social emotional learning to get themselves back to learning again. So calm down their brains and their actions. So we want the business community to get heavily behind this. Wake up. Get it. You start with your employee and plan the your local community schools, and start promoting the three education. You'll only get a tremendously better workforce out of it. People are more conscientious. A big problem with workforces is, the fights that go on, the climbing, the backbiting that goes on in workforces. You want people who show up who are operating from their highest intelligence and create cooperation and creativity rather than tension ladder climbing, et cetera.
Yeah.
So you want healthy communities. You want healthy kids. And what's the benefit? You get healthier communities, your taxes will go down. Look how much your taxes go to. People on drugs, people who are homeless, people, all of that is an outcome of not allowing, creating people who are damaged in life because they're, rejected, had bad childhoods, never grasped how to be in life, et cetera, and medicated themselves or et cetera, et cetera. So, there you go.
And I will, for everybody listening, I'll put the website on in the show notes, of course. Equip Our Kids. That's E Q UIPOurKids.org. And I checked out the website. It's very, very well done. I also saw there's a parents newsletter there as well. So everybody definitely go check out the site. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, this is a daily show. Each and every day, we're putting out new content. We're bringing on new leaders in the community, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and having them share their mission, their businesses, what they do, what we can all learn from that, and how we can all, you know, grow and thrive together. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already hit it. Again, this is a daily show each and every day. Don't want you to miss any of the upcoming episodes. Hit that subscribe button. And Jay, thank you so much for making time for us. And man, I'm really excited about your project. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah.